It's time for From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine with Kreshap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around, trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Shortgrass is presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine and brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Shortgrass, here's your host, Trey Schaff.
Welcome to another edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Bridget Norwood, growing up, didn't play the game of golf, didn't play in high school or in college. But how did she become a head coach at the Division I level? You're going to find out as I sit down with former Little Rock women's golf coach Bridget Norwood in this episode of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Remember, at UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, they are dedicated to keeping you in the game. From sports injuries to joint replacement, they provide world-class care right here in Arkansas. Call 501-686-TOSH to schedule your appointment today and get back to living pain-free. After this short break, I'm back to introduce Bridget Norwood. Stay with us.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
It's Justin Akre. If you're dealing with back or neck pain, the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health is here to help. Whether it's neurosurgery, orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, or pain management, their experts have you covered with the latest technology and minimally invasive techniques. They're focused on reducing your pain, improving mobility, and getting you back to doing what you love. Call 501-686-TOSH to set up an appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Real quick, I want to thank Matthew Allen and Blair Allen, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, for their continued sponsorship of From the Shortgrass. They have been with us from the very beginning, and I can't thank them enough. When you need an overnight place to stay, make sure you go to their website, bphotels.com, to find one of their properties. You'll be glad you did. Bridget Norwood was a travel agent turned volunteer golf coach. How did she get started in the game? I'll let her explain that. And also how she became a golf coach at the Division I level, coaching the Little Rock women's golf team. On the tee, Bridget Norwood. Bridget, thanks for joining me on From the Shortgrass. Do you remember the first time you ever picked up a golf club?
I do. I was 21 years old and never didn't know anything about golf, and I was dating a man that wanted to play, and we went out to Pine Valley Golf Course in, gosh, it's north of Jacksonville.
Right.
And only reason I wanted to go is because after we got finished playing, we got to drink a beer afterwards. And I knew nothing about it, but he would take a lesson from Tommy Hansen, who's an old pro. And he would take a lesson and then come and show me his lesson. And that's how I learned.
That's how you learned the game.
That's how I learned the game. And we went every afternoon that we could, and there was a yellow golf bag and a pair of yellow golf shoes in the pro shop. And he said if I ever broke 100, he would buy me that.
So, how long did it take you to break 100?
Oh, it took me a while, but I got my yellow golf bag and I got my yellow golf shoes. So that, yeah, that was the beginning of my golf career.
How about that? When did you decide, I want to try and do this competitively?
At that time, North Hills Country Club was closed for renovation. Maumelle had not yet opened. And so we joined Rolling Hills Golf Country Club in Cabot. So I only played with him and my father-in-law. So we played golf, and I was just trying to learn, and he just kept trying. He'd pick me up and tell me that I could do it, that was a no-heel for a stepper, whatever I did, you can do it. But never joined any ladies of golf associations or anything. And when Maumelle reopened in 1978, we joined, and I joined the Ladies Golf Association, and that's when I started playing with the women and little competitive golf. And one of my great friends was Wanda Jett, who passed away this year.
Yeah.
So she and I were pretty good competitors. She was always better than me. But that's really what kept me going.
What she has done for the game of golf in Central Arkansas, specifically at Maumelle, I mean, her and Bill Jett put on the Maumelle Classic,
right,
along with the pro now, Kerry Maddox. But they are the nuts and bolts of it.
Wanda was, for sure.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she is truly missed by all of us. I had lunch today with some of my golf buddies. Well, all of my golf buddies. And a lot of them are from Maumelle. And we talk about her all the time. She's very, very missed. And, yeah, wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I am really and truly with golf. Pushed me.
Yeah, what were some of those rounds like with her?
She was very competitive. She literally would push you and tell you not to give up. And I remember it when I was getting a divorce, and my game was showing that. And she said, I asked her, I said, "What do you think's wrong with my swing?" And she said, "I can't talk to you about your swing right now. You're going through too many things. So you just need to." Don't worry about it. And when you feel better in a year from now, and sure enough, she was right. She said, you just can't think about your swing right now when you've got all this other stuff going on. And I'll always remember that she did that.
When did you and Coach Win Norwood meet?
Well, he was a member of Maumelle. So I knew who he was, but he was one of these guys that played golf and then played cards. I always thought, wow, I don't know if I could be married to somebody like that. But I didn't worry about it. I mean, he was just somebody I knew. And after I had gotten a divorce and I was working part-time as a travel agent, I was trying to book golf vacations. And I saw him and I said, look, I know you do a lot of golf travel with, he was in the Mid-South Cup matches and all that. I said, I would be happy to try to help you with travel. Well, when he was asked to be the golf coach in 1992, I believe, he was going to be the coach of the men and women's team. The men's team, they were restarting.
Mm-hmm.
The women's team was new. And he knew that he was going to be a conflict traveling with the men and the women. So one day he called me and he said, do you think that you might be interested in helping me with travel? And I thought, well, I don't know anything about coaching, but I'll do what I can. I can drive the bus. So sure enough, that's how I started. And that little relationship of being a volunteer coach lasted about 3 years. And I thought, you know, if I couldn't go, he'd get a little irritated with me that I couldn't travel with the women.
Right.
When he was traveling with the men. But I just said, you know, when I have other things I need to do.
I got a business I'm trying to run.
Yeah, so he talked to the people at UA Little Rock, and they decided to hire me as an assistant coach and start paying me, and that made a tremendous difference. So I was, felt like I wasn't just spinning my wheels.
Sure.
And I learned from him coaching because I certainly didn't feel qualified, but yeah, if you're out there doing it, you learn it very quickly. And in 2001, I got asked to be the head coach. And I was, and I'd already had like almost 10 years experience coaching. And I started recruiting, and that's where I ended up.
Do you remember what that conversation was like? Because Coach Norwood was the director of golf at the school. Did he come to you?
Chris Peterson is the one that asked me to be the women's head women's golf coach.
Okay.
So Wynn really didn't have anything to do with that, I don't think.
There might have been some back channels.
There might have been some back channels, but but yeah, Chris Peterson said, I want you to be the women's golf coach. And I was like, okay. You know, and then I had already been watching Wynn for 8 or 9 years and coaching and being out on the road with the girls and coaching. So, yeah, then I started recruiting. And that was the interesting part, is the recruiting.
Yeah.
My very first recruit was a girl from Australia. No, I'm sorry. She was from New Zealand.
Wow.
And she came, and Wynn said, I don't know why you picked her. I said, well, I liked her letter. You know, in those days, it was a letter.
Yeah.
She wrote me a letter. And
because Little Rock didn't have the budget for you to fly to New Zealand to go recruiting.
We had a $1,500 recruiting budget.
That's not much.
$1,500. So she came. She wrote me a letter, and I liked her. And I offered her, and she came. And that year, at the Sunbelt Conference Championship, she was in a playoff for the championship.
Wow.
Yeah. And Wynn goes, well, maybe you didn't do such a bad job after all. So, you know,
she wrote a good letter, and she could play good golf.
She wrote a good letter, and she could play okay golf. But as she was there for the year, and we worked, and we had all these wonderful golf courses. We had Pleasant Valley. We had the Country Club of Little Rock. We had Chenal. We had Wynn had gotten the indoor facility built at Eagle Hill.
Mm-hmm.
We had all these wonderful places to play. And that was such a great recruiting tool. And that's one of the reasons that Wynn took the job, is that if all these golf courses agreed that we could play there. And we've never had to pay a dime to these places. They were wonderful to us.
And that's what I think is fantastic about the Little Rock Golf Program.
Absolutely.
Is the courses that they get to play.
Mm.
You look at Jenna Birch and you look at Austin Ove and the recruiting tools that they have to draw golfers to these golf courses, second to none.
Oh, absolutely. You know, if I could get a girl and Wynn could get a guy, and the kids that live in America, if I could get them to come and visit,
mm-hmm.
then you had a pretty good chance of getting them, because it was just getting them here. But once they got here, and some of the clubs, like the Country Club of Little Rock, Daryl Sheldon was fabulous with the girls. He was open. He talked to them. He offered them, did you bring your clubs? You know, knowing that they didn't,
mm-hmm.
but he would just take this putter and go out and putt on number 15 so you can look at the view. And that was such a big deal. They don't realize, these pros didn't realize what they were doing to get these girls to come. They were wonderful.
Obviously, competing for a Sunbelt Championship, tough.
Yeah, it's very.
I mean, there's a lot of pressure there as well. Trojans got close.
Well, we came in second almost every year. The main thing is University of Denver was in our conference. They're ranked 13th in the nation. We came in second to them for at least 5 or 6 years. Well, they finally got out of the conference, and you know, we were finally got up there. And every single time that a school would move out, another one would move into the conference that was ranked in the top 20 or the top 10. And it was just so difficult. Just so difficult to compete against them. But we did. I think coming in second was pretty big deal.
Yeah, you didn't back down to the level
no,
of competition.
We did not.
How did you set up your schedule? What went into that? And then obviously hosting a tournament down at Diamante, a home tournament, how did that come about?
I went to the manager at Diamante Country Club, and I asked them if they would host a college tournament. But I needed the Diamante members to house the teams. And I found a woman there named Loretta Brewer, and she took over that job. And she housed, in their first tournament, we had 21 teams.
Wow.
And that was huge.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So we did that 21 teams for 2 years, and we hosted it in March. So the weather was always iffy. If, you know, we could have frost delays, rain, you know, how it is in spring.
Or you could be in shorts.
Or we could be in shorts. But the golf course was never really ready in March, at the end of March. But having those people open their homes to these teams was, that's what made the tournament. And I finally backed it down to 18 teams, and I had a waiting list every year. And it's still going strong today.
Yeah.
And I think that that's going to be at least 20 years.
You left the program in a good spot.
I think so.
And seeing the success that they have had has to make you feel good. I mean, the ladies' golf team just got their Ohio Valley Conference Championship rings a couple of weeks ago and got to go to the NCAA tournament for the first time.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that that is something that obviously you wanted to do, but seeing them succeed.
I am so very proud of those girls. So let me tell you, it's not easy in being in a mid-major sports team, that in our mid-major school, that they accomplished that. And I'm so proud of them. They work hard. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to work hard. I'm real happy that they are where they are. And I'm very proud of the girls that I've coached. I have, I was just telling you, I have two girls that have just now gotten their class PGA Class A pro status.
That has to make you feel special.
One of them lives in Bella Vista. She's the golf pro at Scottsdale in Bella Vista. And the other one is Sabrina Bonanno, and she just got the director of instruction at Tahali in Seattle.
Wow.
I'm very proud of her. And
you're going to go out there for a visit?
Absolutely.
Go play?
Absolutely. And plus, one of Wynn's team members, Luke Bakke, is a member there.
Yes.
So, yeah.
I competed against Luke several times ASGA events.
He's a fine fellow.
He's really good. He's really good. Seeing and being around the game this much, it's your life now. If you go back to your high school and college days, did you ever think that golf would be your life?
No. I grew up on the Air Force Base, and there was a golf course there. And one day I saw some guys out there. It was raining and an umbrella. And I said, what are they doing? They're playing golf. Nobody in my family played. So, yeah, it was kind of a strange thing just for my family to think, what is this that you're doing? But, yeah, and now that I'm retired, while I was coaching, I didn't get to play much golf. So when I went back to playing, I had no swing. I will tell you that I learned at a late age, so I didn't have that innate ability to play. And so now here I am playing and my knees are shot. But I have started doing TPI and I'm going to a wonderful advanced
physical therapy.
Melissa Holland owns the company, and with Andrew Davis, and they are working with me. And I just want to get my strength back. And that's where I am. That's where my goal is now, is to get my game back. Not to where it was, but to where I can compete a little bit and enjoy the game more.
When you did compete, what drove you? Was it just that, competing?
Yes, but I'm not a good competitor. So the harder I tried, the worse I was.
Oh.
And when I finally let that go, that's when I was able to, when I quit trying so hard. Because that really held me back. Unlike my husband, Wynn, who he's so competitive and he grinds more, even when we play in a couples event. But he drives me too. So that... Yeah, it's good.
Y'all make a good team. What's it like playing with him in couples events?
Well, it's a lot of fun because he has to tell me every club to hit.
He won't
where
let
to
you
aim it.
He won't let you pick it himself yourself.
Where to aim it, where to go.
It's like he's coaching his golfers.
I know it, but he's great. We get along great. We have, even when we have played a alternate shot, we get along okay on that.
Does he ever put you in a bad spot?
No, but I put him in a bad spot too. Oh yeah.
And I'm sure he's able to get out of them fine.
Yeah, he's so fun. And we do, and he's right now working real hard, and he's going to coach the officiate at the SEC Men's Championship at Sea Island in April.
Yep.
So this year they're making him take the rules exam.
So he's studying.
Yeah, he has been studying for a month, and today was his last day of class.
He'll pass.
And then next 2 weeks from now he takes the test. It's a 4-day test.
He'll pass.
Yeah, he will, because he's done nothing but study for the last 2 weeks.
He knows it inside and out.
Yeah.
He's so
good. I'm very proud of him.
How about this? If there's one rule in the game that you would like to see changed, what would it be?
Okay. I would love to see that if your ball lands in a divot in the fairway, you shouldn't be able to take it out of the divot. I cannot believe they didn't change that rule in 2019.
Yeah.
That was the one thing that I think is the most unfair. They now let you fix the divots on the spike marks on the green.
Mm-hmm.
They let you do a lot of things now that you couldn't do, like moving rocks out of a hazard.
Mm-hmm.
But not let you take a ball out of a divot that it just you didn't make it.
If you're in the fairway.
If you're in the fairway, yeah.
I agree.
I think that's one of the things they should have changed.
I agree. There are some that like Mr. Peter Dawson, a former secretary of the RNA, that would quickly and sternly say no to that.
But I think it's wrong, but
I agree with you. Best golf course you've ever played?
Oh, wow. Well, one of my favorite golf courses I've ever played is Cruden Bay in Scotland. I did not get to play the old course. It was a lottery draw, and the men, we were on a golf trip with some couples, and the men won the lottery and the women did not.
Oh, no.
But that's okay. But we did get to play at Cruden Bay, mm-hmm. which is in northern Scotland, and that was one of my most favorite golf courses. And, of course, I've loved Pebble Beach. I played there, and I played at Pinehurst number 2. I played all the golf courses at Pinehurst. But so I haven't had the opportunity to play the golf courses that Wynn has, but I've played on some pretty nice courses. And I've also been to a lot of really good courses that I haven't gotten to play.
Yeah, just get to walk and watch.
Yeah, I get to walk and watch.
Coach.
So I've done that a lot.
What about the old course? Did you get to at least walk it?
Oh, yeah. We walked and watched them play, and it was quite the experience just to be there.
Yeah, no doubt
about
it.
We played a lot of golf courses. We went to Ireland first, and then we went to Scotland. But America has a lot of good golf courses, too.
Sure does.
And I love playing in Hawaii, and I love Chenal Country Club. And I love Pleasant Valley, and I love the Country Club of Little Rock. So
3 good ones right there.
That's right.
Fantasy foursome, living or deceased, you and 3 others that you would like to play a round of golf with, who would they be?
Oh, what a hard question. I wish you'd asked me this earlier. Well, of course, Wynn. I love playing with him. And
he's going to coach you the whole time.
That's all right. I would love to play with 2 or 3 of my former players. And I don't want to name them because I don't want to leave anybody out. But
sure.
There are 2 or 3 of those girls that I would absolutely love to play golf with. I did not play with them ever when we were playing, when I was coaching. I never wanted to give them a sense of, ooh, she doesn't know what she's doing. But I was always there for their short game and for putting, but never, ever worked on their golf swing. We had the most wonderful support from all the local pros. They all gave their time. Everybody did. If I asked them, they would help my girls. And that's what I love about this community. They were so good to the golf teams, both of them.
Mm-hmm.
But any of those girls, yes, I would love to be able to play with them.
Last question. What does the Arkansas Women's Golf Association mean to Bridget Norwood?
Oh, Gosh. Well, everything. I will tell you this, because when I, in my younger days, when I was starting to play golf, I participated in everything. And at that time, we were not with the Arkansas State Golf Association. And that was one of our goals. I was on the committee and on the board to try to get them to work together. Unfortunately, we had some women at the time that were did not want to do that. And then I started coaching, and I got off the board, and I kept out of it. Mm-hmm. And I was very happy when it did. And now Stephanie Martin has now taken that job as the women's liaison.
Mm-hmm.
She's wonderful. And I think she's going to be wonderful for the game. And she's doing a great job of getting, and yes, I love the State Golf Association. I really want it to succeed, and I love the way it's going. I like the direction.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming in. Well,
thank you.
And spending some time with me, and hopefully, maybe one of these days I'll see you out on the course, and maybe I'll get to play in that group with you and Coach Norwood, and maybe he'll show me where to hit it.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for having me.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
It's Justin Akre. If you're dealing with back or neck pain, the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health is here to help. Whether it's neurosurgery, orthopedic surgery, sports medicine, or pain management, their experts have you covered with the latest technology and minimally invasive techniques. They're focused on reducing your pain, improving mobility, and getting you back to doing what you love. Call 501-686-TOSH to set up an appointment today. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens, member NYSE SIPC.
Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group is the leader in the state in managing hotel properties. From El Dorado to Jonesboro to Fayetteville to Kansas City and back home in Little Rock, you will find a Beachwood Pinnacle managed hotel property. Are you looking for a weekend staycation? Book the Hilton Garden Inn located on Rock Street and enjoy the Agassi 7 rooftop bar with fantastic views of the Little Rock skyline. Open Sunday through Thursday evenings from 4 to 11 and Friday and Saturday from 5 to midnight. Find them on the web at bphotels.com. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I am Trey Schaap. I want to thank Bridget Norwood for taking time out of her busy schedule to come in and sit down with me. I hope you enjoyed that interview with her. If you have missed any episode of From the Shortgrass all the way back to episode one, you can find them anywhere you get your podcast. Google Play, Apple Podcast, YouTube. They are all there for you to find. Spotify as well. I want to thank you, the loyal listener, for always tuning in and giving me feedback as well. Or maybe an idea of a potential guest for From the Shortgrass. Send us an email, fromtheshortgrass@gmail.com. And always remember this, when you find your ball mark on the green, now that the weather might be turning and starting to get a little warmer, always fix it. And a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon, maybe on the road somewhere, outside of the state, playing a round of golf from the Shortgrass.
You have been listening to From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network in association with Majestic Cubby Productions.